What are the types of diabetic eye disease?
Okay, the types of diabetic eye disease. Well, diabetes, for one thing, affects the eyes in many different ways. Blood sugar levels, fluctuate, and when they're high, it causes the vision to be blurry. And when the blood sugar comes back down, then the vision can clear up. So with diabetics, typically they can have fluctuating vision as their blood sugar fluctuates. There are two different types of diabetes as well. There's type 1 and there's type 2. And both of these increase the risk of getting premature cataracts, also increase the risk of glaucoma, which is due to an increase in pressure in the eye, which can actually lead to blindness by affecting the optic nerve in the back of the eye. They can also affect diabetic retinopathy and macular edema. And diabetic retinopathy has two forms. And this is what we look for in an eye exam because these are very, very important things to observe early because the earlier we can observe these, the sooner we can treat them. There's two forms. There's non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy and proliferative diabetic retinopathy. So I'll talk about non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy first, because it is the beginning stage when blood vessels in the retina can swell and leak, which causes hemorrhaging and can cause swelling in the retina and macula. And the macula is the area, it's kind of in the central part of our retina that gives us our central vision. So it's a very important part of the eye. And then there's proliferative diabetic retinopathy, which is the advanced stage where fragile new blood vessels grow and leak into the vitreous, which is the jelly-like substance found in front of the retina. And this leaking can cause vitreal floaters due to hemorrhaging. The floaters aren't actually floaters, they're actually blood that leaks out into the vitreous and causes hemorrhaging. And there's also macular edema during this stage of diabetic retinopathy, which affects our vision because the macula is where we get our central vision. Because diabetes, one thing people don't realize, I don't think, is that diabetes is one of the leading causes of blindness. So it's very, very important, to be able to determine if there are any of these manifestations in the eye of diabetes.